This short sermon is entitled, America Hasn't Learned the History of Great Britain's Chaos. And the Sunday Inquirer, here's the Inquirer, you can look at this if you want. It was May 22nd, 2022. It's a half-page article. It's entitled, Jewish Group Criticizes, and then there's someone's name, vote in the House of Representatives. Does anybody know who it was? The vote was 420 to 1. Who was the one person? I didn't know who it was either. Who? It was Massey. Here's the headline. Jewish group criticizes Massey's vote. 420 to 1. The vote was a week and a half ago on Wednesday, May 18th. There were eight other members of the House that abstained from voting on this bill. So 420 to 1 and eight abstained. What bill was this? Who voted against it? Well, it was a member of the House of Representatives that was from Kentucky. And the group that criticized the vote of this person from Kentucky said that, quote, he votes against things so often, he got the nickname Mr. No. This person, who was the only member of the House of Representatives who voted no on this bill, was the representative of my district, District 4 of the state of Kentucky. So all of us who live in Kentucky, he's our representative. What did he vote against? I was very interested. What did Massey vote against? The group that criticized him, what group do you think is criticizing him?
ADL or
something.
Who?
Something like that. It wasn't ADL, but it's something like that. It's the same group that declared war on Germany in 1933. The group that criticized him answered this question by saying, quote, here's what they said, in a moment, when not a whole lot gets overwhelming support, bipartisan support, this should not have been hard. This should not have been a hard one for him to support and recognize that anti-Semitism is on the rise, unquote. The group that said this and the one that criticized my representative that voted this way was the American Jewish Committee. The bill that 420 members of the House of Representatives voted for includes several non-binding calls to action, including, here's what the bill says, calling on, quote, elected officials, faith leaders. I guess that's Jim and me. And civil society leaders to condemn all forms of anti-Semitism, unquote. I'm glad that my representative voted against this statement, as I will not condemn all forms of anti-Jewishism, which is wrongly called anti-Semitism, because most of the Jews are not Semitic. The second thing the bill said, urging elected officials to condemn, quote, all denials and distortions of the Holocaust, and to promote education about the Holocaust and anti-Semitism. I am glad that my representative, Massey, voted against this statement, as I will not condemn the denial and distortion of the Holocaust because it's a big fat lie. And I'll be glad to take it up in court. The third thing, calling for intensifying United States cooperation with other governments to fight global anti-Semitism. I am glad that my representative, Massey, voted against this statement, as I will not call for anyone to fight global anti-Semitism. That's anti-Christian Jews. The fourth thing it says, urging social media sites to do more to measure and deal with anti-Semitism online, quote, while protecting free speech concern, unquote. I am glad that my representative voted against this statement, as I will not urge social media sites to do more to measure and deal with anti-Semitism online. But if asked, I will urge them that they should allow the truth to be told about the murderers of Jesus the Christ. The fifth thing it says, offering the House support for boosting Jewish institutions' physical security, which could involve providing more funding to help with that. I am glad that my representative, Thomas Massey, voted against this statement of giving financial support to the enemy of Jesus the Christ and the Christians. The person who voted against this bill was Representative Thomas Massey. His comment was, when asked about this, quote, I don't hate anyone based on his or her ethnicity or religion. I do. Legitimate government exists in part to punish those who commit unprovoked violence against others. But government can't legislate thought. This bill promoted internet censorship and violations of the First Amendment, end quote. I disagree with my representative's statement. He is a Methodist, and I disagree with his choice of religion. Maybe he should listen to my series on Great Britain's chaos, and he will learn that both Jesus Christ and he have the same enemies. Melanie Marion Bell of the American Jewish Committee, one of Jesus Christ and his enemies, pointed to other past actions by Massey that she indicated were similarly troubling, including, look what she says that Massey voted against. Voting against the 2020 bill to fund efforts to help educate students about the Holocaust. I'm glad Massey voted against it. Voting against an extra $1 billion for Israel, that's the Jewish state, Iron Dome anti-rocket defense system in 2021. Jim will like this one. Opposing aid for Ukraine in the wake of Russia's recent invasion. He voted against it. I would too if I was the House of Representatives. Posting a tweet that compared so-called quote-unquote vaccine passports, a buzzword that basically represents some form of verification that a person has gotten vaccinated against COVID-19, to the identification numbers Nazi tattooed on people who were abused and murdered in the Auschwitz concentration camp during the Holocaust. That's how the article in the Cincinnati Inquirer ended. Conclusion. And I got something from Charles Jennings' sermon in here. I think you'll recognize it. There are 33 Jews in the House of Representatives and the Senate, as well as two in the Supreme Court. How did they get there? They got there because our founding fathers wrote it in the Constitution that anyone of any religion could hold office. Maybe they meant the Christian religion, but they didn't say Christian. It's Article 6, Part C. Quote, this is right from the article. The senators and representatives, and Thomas Mann is a representative, before mentioned, and the members of several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.